Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Thursday, September 1, 2011. Wise Guy. From 1 Corinthians 1. We preach Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. While I don't want to be thought of as a know-it-all, I definitely don't want to be a fool. The word fool is used more than 80 times in the Bible. None of those mentions me by name, but I don't want the descriptions there to fit me either. I especially don't want to be listed as a fool in some record that God might keep. Thankfully, Proverbs is a book that God gives to help us see what a fool is, so that we can fight against becoming one. From the beginning, it pits wisdom against foolishness. Sometimes the invitation is to embrace what is wise. Other times, the challenge is to fight what is foolish. Proverbs is a collection of wisdom sayings that tell us the way things are. In this world, there is wisdom, and there is folly. Wisdom comes from living God's way, and folly comes from going our own way. God gives us Proverbs to help us see that our heart and character must be shaped by Him, so that we can live wisely in all kinds of situations. Ultimately, living wisely is about being Christ-like, having the mind of Christ, who is perfectly wise. The Bible calls Jesus the wisdom of God, and a wisdom-shaped heart is one that has Christ in it. In that way, I want to be a wise guy.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.